Welcome to the Townships at 12 Summer Edition. I am taking a break from my regular weekly shows for the summer, but I will be doing some shows here and there, and I will keep you posted. Now, today I will be welcoming Brad Riley. Brad is a local musician, he's a teacher at Galt, and he's the organizer of the Lennoxville Grooves Fest. So I will be talking to Brad about this year's Grooves Fest in Lennoxville, happening on August 8th, that's a Saturday, in Queen Square at 2 p.m. So let's get the show started, and we'll start off with a song by Kool and the Gang, and the song is called Celebration. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Get into today's interview. If you're looking for a great way to enjoy some live music close to home, you'll want to hear about this. Lennoxville Grooves Fest is back for 2026, bringing together talented musicians, great performances, and plenty of community spirit. I recently had the chance to sit down with musician and Grooves Fest organizer Brad Riley to talk about this year's festival, what people can expect, and why events like this are so important to our local music scene. Here's my conversation with Brad Riley. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and I'm really happy to welcome local music artist and teacher, I believe, at Galt now, Brad Riley, to the Townships at 12. And today we're going to be talking about Groove Fest. That is coming up this Saturday, August 8th at 2 p.m. in Queen Square. So welcome, Brad.
Hello, Maureen.
Now, for listeners who may not be familiar with it, what is Groove Fest and how did it get started?
So Lennoxville Grooves Fest, I started a couple years ago. It's fourth year this year. And essentially, it is a local music festival to promote the community experience, I guess, right? So we have all kinds of different local musicians coming together, supporting local businesses, supporting local talent, as well as supporting the local charity with it being fundraising event for the ANAS Unit 318.
Okay, that is a great cause. Okay, now how has Groove Fest grown since its first edition?
Well, it's been slowly growing with more and more little activities to do throughout the day. This year we have a couple new additions, such as the Knoxville Youth Center is being involved, and they're going to have a kids' corner with all kinds of board games and crafts. We have a face painter this year as well. She'll be painting kids' faces, whatever they want, I assume. We have a little bit more involvement with our canteen, as well as some more involvement with the community itself. A lot more businesses have supported this year, so it has been slowly growing, but it is growing in the right direction.
Okay, that is great. Now, people, what can they expect when they first come to this year's Groove Fest?
Lennoxville Grooves Fest starts at 2 p.m., like you mentioned, and essentially they can expect lots of different styles of music. We have six different bands coming on throughout the day at various different times, so there's always going to be music. There's some vendors, local businesses, and local artisans who are selling various goods, and we have our 50-50 which is a raffle with the half the money going to the winner, but also half the money going towards the hut. We have a silent auction, so people can make bids on all kinds of different items from the township area. And we have a used record sale as well. So we have a bunch of vinyl records and a bunch of old CDs and stuff like that. And we figured, why not? We might as well sell that as well. So they can expect all kinds of stuff like that.
Okay, sounds like a lot of fun. What are you most excited about for this 2026 edition of Groove Fest?
I do got to say I am excited to play. I am one of the musicians at this year as well. So I will be tagging along on two different groups. I'll be playing drums on one group as well as debuting some new original music with one of my colleagues. So I'm excited for that.
Okay. Now, how do you go about selecting the artists who perform at Groove Fest?
I have been, throughout the years, very involved with the music community in the townships. So I do have a lot of contacts and a lot of people who, would love to always play music and stuff like that. So I do usually reach out to the ones who want to play first, but I do like to spruce it up a little bit and get some artists I don't really know. This year we have Char and Oak, and they are kind of a brand new thing starting up, so I'd like to support them in the townships, right? So I reach out to as many people as possible, and people do reach out to me as well, and I select it throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. About how many bands will be playing?
We got six this year. Last year was seven, so it all depends on time frames, but I extended the set lists a little bit this year, so give people a little bit more fun.
Okay. Now, what makes the local music scene in the Eastern Township special, do you think?
It's surprisingly, we got a lot of talent in the townships. One thing I've always noticed is there's so many talented musicians, so many talented people out in townships, and you really don't get to experience it as much as when you're in the music industry, kind of. So it's kind of cool to see the musicianship. It's a very good, like, there's a lot of talent in the music scene in the townships that I don't think a lot of people realize. So I kind of created this festival to, showcase that as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. When do you start working on it as soon as this one is done for next year?
We take a few months, a little bit of a break there. Usually we start off in the new year, so January, early February, we start looking at booking up the site and getting the permits and then all the business stuff. But then we start looking at the lineups and what could we add this year and all kinds of different things like that.
Okay. And you were, or are you still with the band called Queen Street, I think it is?
I was with them. Yeah, we've had fallen out, as a lot of bands did at the end of the pandemic. A lot of bands had a struggling time throughout that time. So it unfortunately ended there, but I am part of a couple other groups now, and I am keeping my music bug alive.
Okay. Now, as a musician yourself, what do you think local artists need most from community events like this?
Honestly, they need more events like this or more places to showcase their talent. I feel in recent years, the townships, more specifically Lawrenceville, has been dwindling a little bit in public events, in my opinion. So I'm trying to create an event for people who can at least have a little bit of space for themselves to, shine.
Mm-hmm. So you think it's really important to give emerging musicians a stage to perform on then?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely emerging artists, but even the legends as well. It's always important to get the legends of the townships out and about and have them perform as well, because it is part of the township history.
Exactly. Now, Groove Fest has always been about more than music. Why is community involvement such an important part of this event?
Well, without the community involvement, it would honestly not be able to happen. We have had a lot of community support from various businesses in town, as well. Maxi has been a huge generous donator this year with supplying most of the food, as well as some funding towards the event as well. Places like Global XL, Johnny Boy Tattoo, Lindsay Amber Photography. There's quite a few little local Lennoxville businesses that have reached out to support us, and without their support, honestly, these events would not happen. So that's why it's really important for a community event to have the community involved.
Exactly. Now, the kind of response you received from the Lenoxville community, that's positive?
They didn't help out financially, but they've been more than helpful trying to figure out how they can help out, where they can help out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supplying some tents, supplying the space and stuff like that.
Okay. Now, what does it mean to see people of all ages coming together for a day of music and fun?
To me, it's pretty special. It's pretty cool to see when you're standing on the stage and you look out and you kind of see all these people, different age groups, dancing, having a good time, laughing, smiling. It really is something special. And the main goal is just to have a special, fun day. Just come out and support local community people and just have a good day. Have some fun.
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly. Now, you're a musician, an organizer, a promoter, and a community advocate. What role do you enjoy the most in all that?
I mean, it is obviously because I do like to play music. So obviously there is a little bit like, I get to play music, so I like to perform and stuff like that. But I do enjoy organizing that. But I really do like to see when the community gets together. I do enjoy seeing everyone that I know or I don't know. But I see a lot of friendly faces from around town and from around the townships at the place. It's kind of nice to reconvene with people. So I kind of like putting it on. So I don't mind organizing it. It's pretty fun.
Okay. Now, what's the biggest challenge in putting together a festival like Groovefest?
There's a lot of little hurdles, all right? There's not too many huge problems that arise, but, you know, sometimes it does happen. Like just this week, we found out one of the barbecue that we were going to use for our canteen is not the best shape, so we had to scout out another one with a week's notice. Luckily, we did find one, right? And that's the importance of having a strong community is you can reach out and rely on the community a little bit to help you up. And this is exactly where we did. We posted a Facebook post, and we got that problem solved. So a lot of little hurdles come up throughout the planning process. I'd say mostly the funding to put on an event like this, since it is a charity event, we're not really making any money. There's no profit. So everything we get is going back to either the performers or going back to the charity choice.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now, have there been any memorable moments from the previous Groove Fest that stand out for you?
Honestly, it's more of a personal thing. My sister, she has been one of my hugest helpers in this endeavor, and without my sister it would be impossible. So getting her up on stage last year and getting people to give her a round of applause was a pretty memorable moment for me, I'd say.
Okay, that is great. What's something that happens behind the scenes that most attendants never realize?
One thing we do have, since the farmers market takes place at Square Queen on the same day, we usually have quite the quick turnover from the farmer's market to setting up the festival. So there is a lot of work within that hour and a half that we have to do. So I don't think maybe some people might not realize how much work that is in that hour to set up all the tents, the tables, make sure everyone's in their spots, make sure things are ready for the day. So that is one of the most challenging, but also one of the most fun parts, I'd say, too. A little bit of a chaotic organization, as they say.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot of work. Now, when the festival is over, what makes you feel that it's been a success?
If people just, seeing the smiles on faces, if I made a little bit of money for the charity to donate back to the cause and donate back to the community, honestly, those are some of the... If I see any little bit of money come in for the charity, that is considered a success. But also just seeing the amount of people coming through the park to enjoy the day, maybe stopping in for a hot dog and then just enjoying the music for a little bit, and then they take off. I just enjoy seeing that and seeing the smiles on the faces and the people who are having fun. That's honestly the greatest feeling there. So.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Now, where do you see Groove Fest in 5 years? Do you see it getting bigger or definitely, I guess it will be a steady event for the next 5 years?
I'd like to hope so. I definitely this year we've had a lot more support from businesses, so it's definitely made it seem like a possibility to continue on. And I do have a master plan. There is a huge master plan, but I'd like to see it continuously grow, maybe add a different stage, an acoustic stage, add some more vendors. There's a lot of possibilities in our little community to make this thing really, really something special.
Mm-hmm. Now, if someone has never been to Groove Fest before, why should they come out this August 8th?
If anyone hasn't been to Groove Fest, you're missing out on a great time. But honestly, just coming out to it's honestly just about community. Like when it comes down to it, if you live in this community, come on out. Just check it out. Why not? Have a little fun, have a hot dog, listen to some tunes from people in the townships, you know. It's kind of, people should come out to support these events because, you know, without the support of the community, well, there's no point on really doing these events. But, so yeah, if someone hasn't come to Groove Fest and they are hesitant about it, just come out, try it out, and it'll be a good time, I guarantee it.
Okay, so Groove Fest is coming up at the Queen Square in the middle of Lennoxville this Saturday. August 8th starts at 2 p.m. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Brad?
I think I've covered everything I need to talk about there, Maureen. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And all the best on Groove Fest. Groove Fest, we've been talking with Brad Riley, the organizer, musician himself from Groove Fest, happening this Saturday right in the Queen Square in Lennoxville, 2 p.m. So thanks very much and all the best on the event, Brad.
Thank you. Have a good one there, Maureen.
You too. Bye. And next up, we have some community events for you. And coming up on August 5th, it's a short film fiction night in Queen Square, and it's sponsored by Studio 13. Short films, local music videos, and it's going to be outdoors. That's Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. And if it rains, it will be held at the Pavilion in Centennial Park in Lennoxville. So check it out. It sounds like a lot of fun. And at the Hut, the ANAF Unit 318 in Lennoxville, we have Sid Aulis playing music for dancing and just listening to music. Every Sunday starts at 1:30 p.m. and it goes to 5:30 p.m. You must be 18 years and over and admission is charged. And we've got the 25th edition of Rendezvous Howard. That is coming up in Howard's Park in Sherbrooke from the 4th to the 6th of September. It's a Friday, 17 hours to 20 hours, and Saturday and Sunday, 11 hours to 17 hours, and it's free to get onto the grounds. Townshippers Fest this year is going to be in Barrie, and that will be happening on September 19th. It's a Saturday, fun for the whole family. And we are in the month of August, so lots of fairs coming up in the townships. Look them up on Facebook, check them out. Lots of fun, again, for the whole family. And also the farmers markets, they are still going on, at least until the end of September, some into October, I believe. And I'm rather partial to the one in Sawyerville. That happens every Saturday at the community garden. It starts at 10:30 and it goes until 1 p.m. Lots of fresh vegetables, bread, lots of artisans too. You can pick up some cards, some jewelry, and also soaps and specialty breads. So lots going on, and there's music too. That's in Sawyerville every Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And also check out the other farmers markets. I think there's one in almost every town here in the township. So lots of fun, a great place to get some great food too. And again, a reminder, Grooves Fest 2026 in Lennoxville. That is happening on Saturday, August 8th in Queen Square in Lennoxville. The fun starts at 2 p.m. Lots of bands participating, lots of good music, local music, and there's also face painting and a lot of other activities and some snacks too. So come and check it out.
Top floor, I'm on top of that. Encore, I want all of that. Skyline, up in the air, you take me there. Oh, I feel like a kid again. Late nights with no consequence. It's so good, I'm kinda scared. Don't really know, don't really care if it's real or not. It's real enough. look next to me. Yeah, I swear I'd stay here forever with you. Let's stay up all night, make it last for a lifetime. I don't usually trust guys like you, but right now I don't care if it's real or not. It's real.
Was a new one from Ellie Goulding, and the song is called Four Seasons. And next up, we have some health news, and it's going to be with Ted Silver today here on the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM.
This is a CJMQ health update. Summer may be fun, but doctors say it can also be a tough time for people struggling with eating disorders. Montreal-based Dialogue Health says it's seeing a 57% increase in eating disorder and nutrition counseling appointments in Quebec during the summer months. For people between 17 and 25 years old, that jump climbs to 73%. Doctors say changes in routine, less school support, and pressure to achieve that so-called beach body all play a role. Experts also point to social media, where unrealistic body images can make things even harder. Anorexie et Boulimie Quebec says nearly 300,000 people in the province are living with an eating disorder. If you or someone you know needs help, support is available by calling 1-800-630-0907. That's the latest health update on 88.9 The Cube.
I want to thank my guest on the show today, local musician and organizer of Grooves Fest 2026, Brad Riley. Check out the event. It happens this Saturday, August 8th in Lennoxville at Queen Square at 2 p.m. Thanks everybody for listening, and we will close with a song called Summer Nights. It's by Rumor. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. This show is called The Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale.
When we were younger, summer nights, it felt like forever. Couldn't wait for the weekend. Call your friends, get the drinks, it's the weekend. Bridge lights, dancing a black bear. Windows down, feeling the summer air. Now it's here we are, it's the weekend. Call up Ken, DTA, it's the weekend.
Feels like yesterday.
Don't blame
passing the sea with someone just past the Uggs. Panic at the disco and party in the USA. Got a pic from that new girl, I don't know what to say. Remember how we promised each other